Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
The NutriMedical Report. We have the amazing, brilliant, and breaking paradigms. I call Samuel panel that should be actually speaking to President Trump and other leaders that make decisions and probably have inadequate information. Lowell Ponte. And so Lowell is here to raise two issues. I asked him to raise not only one of his papers he posts up, and what site do you have it posted up on, Lowell?
This is on WorldNet Daily, or WND.com.
So you go WND.com and you can find these articles. What's the title of this article today?
Should you take a home DNA test? You know, you turn on the television, every other commercial is trying to get you to buy one or another test that shows what your ancestry was and so on. And that's all pitched as something purely for your own good. Well, it isn't.
It isn't for your own good. And tell us why it's not for your own good. What is their eventual intention here?
Well, let me give you an idea. 23andMe, one of the companies doing it, has a $300 million deal with GlaxoSmithKline.
Right.
Do you think they have that just for fun? Do you think
fun and
they
profit.
Have that because the DNA that you send in is going to remain forever anonymous and secret and not be shared with anybody? No, boys and girls. In fact, the contract you are asked to sign or agree to implicitly in this says they have the right to share your DNA data. They will not identify it directly. They won't put your name on it, but they'll code it in such a way that a company can find out who you are fairly easily.
Right.
And, of course, there is that fascinating legal realm we can get into. Years ago, the courts handed down a ruling I never would have expected, and that is doctors had been experimenting with a bit of DNA they'd gotten from a patient. And they found that this DNA created immunity to some terrible disease. So what did they do with this man's DNA? They patented it themselves.
Right.
They patented it as if it were their property and not his or his family's.
Right.
And I'm naive enough as a libertarian to believe that my DNA is my property.
Well, the thing is, are you talking about the gene editing of this Chinese scientist who's taken DNA like that and actually edited into two embryo fetuses to make them resistant to AIDS and hepatitis? And there's a third fetus, apparently, that he just announced today that was on Fox News that he's announced that he's doing it now. They don't know the side effects of auditing and entering a piece of DNA into a library of your genetics. They have no idea what it'll do they?
Right, because a lot of DNA is what used to be called trans-DNA. Its only purpose is to turn on or off some other piece of the DNA in the body. And accordingly, if you put in a piece of DNA that has an on switch for something that had been quiet in your DNA, it could cause you God only knows what problems.
Right. There's basically three kinds of DNA. I'll just go over a kind of a very short. First is what's called the allele DNA. 7% of your DNA codes for alleles, for proteins and structural enzymes. An enzyme is just a folded protein over a mineral in a monoatomic state to make or break physical bonds, chemical bonds. And a structural protein you build up is a folded molecule that actually creates a tissue along with fatty acids to create cell membranes, organelles, and tissues, etc. So basically everything in your body is built up from fatty acids and proteins that are stacked up. And then the other 93% of your DNA is what I call morphogenetic origami DNA that codes how to make a foot or an arm or a leg. And I'm actually uncoding the actual code, hierarchical code of how that happens. I'm the first in the world to do that, actually, by the way, using oscilloscopes and other advanced technology I'm working with. Nobody else in the world has done what I'm doing. And the problem is DNA hackers, they want to just kind of, they go in there, they're like a kid in the candy shop thinking, well, I've got CRISPR-Cas9 protocol, I can insert a DNA anywhere and actually create X-Men and X-Women. And in fact, you're going to see wealthy people try to create super children with high IQs and super athletic skills and extended lifespans using these technologies. And you're going to even see insertion of DNA from trans species across animal kingdoms and even plant kingdoms into humans. You're going to see the emergence of what I call we call Zootopia humans. They're not going to be fully human anymore. They're going to have inserted DNA from different phyla species and genera.
Now, in
crazy.
Fact, we've always done that inadvertently or secondarily just by picking people of the opposite sex that seem particularly attractive. And we know that most of the things that are attractive to human beings, such as a very symmetrical woman,
right,
or a very symmetrical face or what have you, tend to be markers of health, fertility, and so on. And so
right.
you've been picking good mates for me.
Well, I'll tell something else kind of weird. You know why we have receptors for viruses on our cells in our body?
Well, because a lot of what's in us is viruses to begin with.
93% of the human genome is ancient viral DNA. Isn't that interesting? And it's basically, it's like building up.
And much of that is what they used to call gibberish DNA, because they couldn't figure out what it's used for.
What your body does is it's like somebody living on the coast of, say, Haiti, and they see a piece of steel and a piece of plastic and a piece of, you know, piece of roof float on the beach, and they grab it and they tar paper it together to actually stop the rain from falling on their head. And that's basically how our DNA is put together, with basically pieces of junk that we think is, that's a good shaped piece, and that'll fit with this other good shaped piece. And before you know it, you actually create both harmonic resonant DNA or origami DNA, like folding a little piece of paper into a little tiger to make an arm or a leg or a foot, but also how to create a hierarchical DNA to turn on specific genes. So at the end of your chromosome is a thing called a telomere, an infrared antenna, that talks to your ion channels to tell you which genes to turn on and off based on their plasma resonance of minerals and amino acids at Linus Pauling Research, and I've extended beyond him and beyond Dr. Nesterov in the ISHA Nonlinear Institute in the Netherlands. I've actually gone beyond them quite a ways. So what I do and provide is beyond any other scientist or doctor on the planet in this area. And what people need to understand is when you put your DNA in this database, you're going to see the emergence of superhumans in the not-too-distant future.
If indeed we're not beginning to see it already, how people would ask, does DNA get from one being or one species to another? Well, there are reverse transcriptase viruses. There are retroviruses. The AIDS virus is a retrovirus, for example.
Right.
And they will go into, they don't really reproduce themselves per se, except they can go into the DNA in your body, infect it by putting a reverse copy of their own DNA into your DNA, and then when you reproduce your own DNA, you're reproducing them too.
Right.
And those viruses, for example, when your pet cat comes up and rubs against your leg in the evening, most people don't realize that that cat has clear genetic patterns that came from apes, that came from all kinds of early African species, and they just got carried by this reverse transcriptase virus, which could go from one species to another, carrying pieces of DNA with it.
Right.
And so we have jumping genes in nature, as I called them once in a Reader's Digest piece.
Right. But if you direct that jumping process, you can speed up what I call, I don't call evolution, I call evolution, E-V-I-L. Do you like that, evolution?
I like that.
Yeah, evolution. And so you can create, and this is what they, you know, Dr. Deagle doesn't say the second hand, it's first hand, okay? 1978, I got recruited at VA Hospital in Santa Monica and UCLA to work on the World MS Tissue Brain Bank and Repository. And the other project was to work with DARPA on super soldiers, where they're going to take female fetuses, with the technology they only announced a few years ago, we had it back in 78, where they're going to use Cas9 transgene activity to insert actin, myosin, muscle genes into female fetuses so they'd have the strength 12 times a normal human. The crushing force, for example, of the jaws of a jackal is 12 times the crushing force of even a large lion or elephant. Did you know that?
Wow.
It's because the actin myosin is the most powerful of any mammalian species on Earth. And so they would create humans that could be 140 pounds, carry a 500-pound backpack, run 50 miles an hour, and jump 50-plus feet. And with the ragged reflexes of a jaguar, a nanotech body armor could rip your heart out of your chest in between beats, before you blink, right through your chest wall, or fire off ordnance with a magnetronic helmet directly linking their mind to fire off ordnances and drones.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Let's continue on this. I don't think they talk about future shock, and you mentioned some interesting things where there's a quote taken about the brave new world. That quote you mentioned was taken from Shakespeare, because you have to be brave to think about it. Now, to be honest with you, and this is for our audience out there, the last time I had a caller, I like intellectual caller. I don't care if it's a grandma, it's got a good point, whatever. You can call 877-317-6432. Soon we'll have alternative ways of calling me. I'll set up a Skype call thing so I can put you up on my Skype too, besides the board. We have a stack board and they can sometimes be busy. And you'll be able to go to NutriMedical One, dial a phone number, put up your question, and I can put you on the screen and actually make you go audio live. All right? Right on my show. But the last time I had a good caller that actually disagreed with Dr. Deagle was a doctor who disagreed about vaccines. And by the time I finished doing an intellectual vivisection, people know that the word nice and Dr. Deagle shouldn't be within 10,000 miles of each other. I will die for you, but I don't take a scintilla of crap off anybody, not even the Creator God himself. So the idea that I'm going to put up with intellectual liars, gutless freaks, and idiots is not going to happen. That's why even co-broadcasters on this network are terrified of Deagle and don't want to interview me. Okay? That's the facts, Jax. So the problem is, we have to be brave to look at this stuff, because it's not brave new world, it's not future shock, it's now shock. This damn stuff is here.
If you want an example of how now shock this is, let me introduce the other topic I was going to play with, because they do dovetail. And that is, we saw this group of illegal aliens trying to storm the border over the weekend, being driven back by tear gas. Does the name AFM mean anything to you? You know, we were seeing human beings, and they were being very carefully posed by the left-wing network producers to get a heart-rending effect. But in fact, there were a lot of invisible entities storming the border, too. And those invisible entities were the diseases being carried by some of those immigrants.
Right.
The latest of which is acute flaccid myelitis, or AFM. It is a polio-like disease that tends to create modified paralysis. It begins in a flu-like illness, progressing to difficulty swallowing, slurred speech, sudden limb weakness. Most children who get it do get better, but they are usually left with residual arm and leg weakness. It is believed to be caused by a virus, specifically Enterococcus D68. The fear now is that we see this swarming the U.S. in part, killing hundreds or affecting hundreds and hundreds of U.S. children, because it's being carried into the country. Even as in San Diego County 10 years ago, there were actually cases of cholera appearing.
Right,
of
course they are.
San Diego County, because of illegal aliens.
And not only that, what do you think about the disease that Mary, the sister of Moses, who basically with Aaron said, are we not also prophets in the covenant, in the Congress of the ancient Israelites, because they were disrespecting Moses? And God immediately struck his sister with leprosy. Guess what? We have leprous clinics now. There's a large one in Texas and also one in Louisiana. We have leprosy here.
Wow. Oh, and by the way, just parenthetically, you know how Trump was being literally damned by the media for using tear gas. Barack Obama, when he was president between 2012 and 2017, used tear gas on illegal aliens storming the border at least 80 times. 80. And the media never criticized him.
Of course not. You know, he's been sainted. They should call him Saint Obama. You know what? I want to see a picture, a video of Obama walking on water, because I'm sure the media would try to do it.
Well, I guess they can freeze water, which would be appropriate with all his global warming predictions. Oh, by the way, Barack Obama was just declaring that not only is climate change a major legacy he helped improve, but he now is taking credit, as of yesterday, for the U.S. oil boom that he did everything he could think of to thwart and destroy.
You're kidding.
He now wants to be given credit for it, just as he wants to be given credit for the Trump economy, even though he kept the economy stagnant and near death for 8 years. He gave us the first economic recovery in American history.
Well, we know that there's a new form of malignant narcissism. It's a mental illness. And the most violent form of it is actually neural Obamacide. Basically, his entire cortex is melted. I mean, this guy is a maniac. He always thinks he's the smartest man in a room, even if the room is only the size of a phone booth. It's unbelievable about this guy. And he can take something that's totally opposite of facts right in your face and shake his head and pop his eyes and shake his hands like, it's real. Yeah, I'm telling you. I'm thinking. And people are starting to get the idea that maybe this guy is just a narcissistic idiot.
Oh, by
it really
the way,
is amazing, isn't
tribute,
it?
With tribute to your White North heritage, the Clintons are on their own speaking tour to make millions of dollars and to keep Hillary's name in the news. It's strange that the places where they're lecturing for money are mostly not in the U.S., they're in Canada. Well, they were in Toronto a couple of days ago. Photographs were taken, an analysis of photographs done, showing that 83% of the seats in the arena where they were giving a paid lecture were empty. 83% of the seats.
Right. They had
17% were full.
I think they had one stadium that has like 17,000 seats. They had like 3,200 or something there. And eventually the tickets were dropping to the price of $6.20 a ticket. But they had one to have tight ticket items to fund them, you know, or their foundation for whatever the hell they're doing. Hillary basically is the highest level female witch and warlock in the Western world. She's indwelt by a transdimensional 16-foot-8 Draco reptilian monstrosity, cursed by her family because the most vile thing you can do within high-level masonry and druidic warlock culture is to actually curse your own blood descendants. And they did in the ceremony.
You're saying that because she planned to rename Air Force One to Broomstick One.
Right, and the fact is that her family, the Rodhams, have been warlocks and witches for many centuries in Europe. People need to know this. This is not just theoretical. Oh, Dr. Deagle, you're a conspiracy theorist. Smarten up. When I tell you stuff like this, it's not just a theory, damn it. these people try to run the world. And Hillary, even if she's not the queen or kingmaker, she's still in the mix here to try to make sure that they have their level of influence to get their version of the New World Order. Remember, it's also happening under Trump. Trump is, his father was a high-level Scottish Rite Royal Archmason. I guarantee Trump is also. He's a pre-Christian. He's not a Christian. He's a patriot, and I believe that some of the things he's doing are good intention, but the definition of evil, and people need to get this, so listen up close, the definition of evil is to do what is right in your own eyes. It's not to do bad stuff. Bad stuff is only maybe 1 or 2%. Most of the stuff that the high-level Masons do, including whether it's kids with these foundations for children, goods, looks good, and tastes, smells nice. It looks beautiful, like a transformed goddess. It's
so
not
the road
evil.
To hell literally is paved with good intentions.
Right, so all high-level Masons, all of them, on left and right, etc., all have their own specific reasons why they're doing it. It's all good intentions. It's never bad intentions. They're egomaniacs. They just think they have higher knowledge than us, that's all.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
This DNA information, by the way, is going to the highest bidder. What they want to do is they also, this DNA data may actually get back into insurance carriers, or even if they have a national health system, to quarantine or decide who's not going to live or get even extra treatment. People say, oh, that can't happen. I said, are you kidding me? The future world that we're looking at is, number one, even people who are going to start editing their own DNA to extend their human lifespan. We're going to see more and more stem cell therapy. I just talked to Dr. Dan Royal in Vegas, who wants to get on my radio show network, and he does stem cell therapy and life extension technology. We're no more than 5 to 10, maybe 20 years, but more like 5 or 10, of literally conquering aging, and most diseases will actually be conquered. And the healthcare system's not ready for it. And all these dumb doctors that are basically still selling surgical procedures and toxic polypharmacy, they're going to be gone. They're going to be irrelevant. It's going to be like candlestick makers in the day of the light bulb. And the problem is that the genetic engineering is way out of control already. I mean, when you hear about this one guy in China, that's doing called because he's an egomaniac. I guarantee you that there's people doing weird stuff already for their kids because they're a billionaire or a millionaire, and they want their descendants to have extra genes to live longer or have an IQ of 200 or be a super athlete so in the 2030 or 2040 games, their kid is going to win. That's what's coming, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Now, understand, not only are you giving your DNA to giant pharmaceutical companies and so on, when you spend $50 and send in for these special, we'll tell you about your genetic ancestry tests, you are also giving your DNA to the government.
By the way, do you know how you get in certain buildings? And they already had this in the 90s when I actually took care of it back in 1994. They had buildings in Littleton, Colorado, where not only did you do an iris scan and a laser retinal scan, but the DNA Bio Company, and I actually met them in Chicago and at Oak Ridge National Labs in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, and they had a DNA biochip in 1999 that when I visited their laboratories, they could take a micro drop. That means like a hundredth of a size drop. And with a DNA endonuclease on a laptop with a chip that costs 42 cents per person, they could determine who you were from any other individual on Earth in less than 5 minutes. So you could actually stand there while you're going into a security area and your DNA would be your final security code to get into specific classified areas. And if the government has your damn DNA, anybody can take that as a lock and key, a Tumblr code, to get into classified areas. So your DNA, which you can't change, could be hacked by somebody else. It's just like getting into your credit cards, only you can't change and get a new credit card, can you, when it's your DNA?
You can't change it. More than that, what they'll immediately extrapolate is if you have DNA of a certain kind, that means you're likely to die of a heart attack at age 40. Or to become antisocial. That means the police would be able to carry out that movie Minority Report. The British just this weekend said they were going to be doing. And that is, they will anticipate you as a potential criminal. If you're a Thomas Jefferson, if you have a trait to be anti-government, for example, then they will monitor and track you and, at the right moment, eliminate you.
They can actually measure those genes right now. DARPA's already got it. I actually have all the research on it. Plus, DARPA actually developed a vaccine 10 years ago that can actually knock out what's called the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor for the nuclei for the God reflex, we call it, where people have a higher spiritual desire. And that God reflex can make you passive, so you're no longer willing to fight or the government, or you can accept any religion the government decides is your kind of way to live with it, like Islam, only a genetically engineered form of Islam, because Islam is not a religion, it's a mind-control cult, is what it is. It's superficially religious, but it really is a mind-control system.
And so now, on top of that, New York City is, as we speak, considering a bill that's before them that they will demand the right to all of your connections to social media. Every email you've sent, every email page you've read by a controversial website like yours, in order to be able to buy a gun. The government will literally clear you, or not clear you, based on, well, here are some of the things they stipulate. Did you, on the internet, go to a site that did, or did you write emails that contained commonly known profane slurs or biased language used to describe the race, color, national origin, ancestry, gender, religion, religious practice, age, disability, or sexual orientation of any person? That would be grounds for denying you the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. Now, they're taking this to the next step, which is genetic. Do you have a tendency to do such things?
Well, there's mitochondrial...
with age.
My son, Matthew, pulled up some research earlier this year talking about specific enzymatic factors in mitochondria that are much more common in black populations, that they're predisposed to become violent unless they're in a control culture like Islam, where violence levels are much lower in a culture that's total mind control. And in a non-mind control culture like America, they become gang leaders and violent criminals. And they have around 15 to 20 times more frequency of the specific mitochondrial DNA to predispose to those kind of behaviors. So you can profile somebody and actually eliminate from your population anybody reproducing that even has those specific gene complexes, so you can literally pacify your population of descendants to the current population.
Of course, if the population is dangerous enough, you may not want to unduly pacify your descendants. You may want to make them what? I walk through the valley of death, but I will fear no evil, for I am the biggest, meanest MF in the valley.
Well, I think I have a triple set of those genes. The reason why I'm not dead like my functional medicine doctor colleagues is I'm a badass. I'm a scary badass. You cross me, legally or otherwise, you don't have a bad day. You bite it.
Yeah, and now China is, of course...
And so, in other words, people like me, the reason why people... I had one guy a few years ago, he said, well, Dr. Deagle, if what you're saying is all true, why don't they kill you? I said, because if they do, you, Mr. Knucklehead, might believe. So, in other words, it's scarier for the establishment to knock off Deagle because they know how many sequestered databases I have of classified and other material. They're terrified that the truth will get out, not only to their own agents inside these intel agencies, but even millionaires and billionaires realize no one is safe. It doesn't mean if you're Elon Musk or Ted Turner. These guys all think they're safe. They're fools. They're not safe. They're not safe from Gattaca and the future world that's coming. They're not safe from genetic engineering and the super state. They're not as safe from artificial intelligence. Like even that movie Silicon Valley talked about, a lot of the computer guys are terrified of AI because they know at some time you either have to collaborate with so the system likes you like a pet and won't eliminate you, so that they had some tech people that were basically satanic atheists that said, I better collaborate with the beast because otherwise it'll consume me and spit up my bones. People said, oh, no, that won't happen. I said, I guarantee it'll happen. You create an AI super god to replace the creator god of the universe, and you create hell on earth. That's what's coming, isn't it?
I'm afraid it is. And in China, they, of course, are implementing. In fact, they say they'll have it covering every Chinese citizen by the year 2020, I believe. They
right.
will have their, 2020. They are going to have their social credit score for everyone, which will be based in part on your DNA, and on whatever social tendencies that
well, and guess what? It's our tech company is developing the software to do that.
Why, the very company that will not cooperate with our own Pentagon, Google, is one of them.
Right, because these companies are ordered by the Druidic Council of 13 and the Pindar, the penis of the dragon, who visited me 26 and a half years ago and wanted me to be his understudy to take over his position when he ascended. Face to face, 5 feet from me. You know why? Because he said, well, it's wonderful to see my son because I have ancient royal blood in me, obviously cursed by my ancestors, and he wanted me to take over his position to serve Lucifer. I said, go to hell. And he said, I'm going to kill you and I'm going to touch your baby girl's heart. And I laughed. I said, I have three boys. And he laughed again and repeated it. So that day I did a pregnancy test. My wife was pregnant. 6 weeks later, I'm sitting in an ultrasound room. I saw a little girl on the ultrasound with an endocardial cushion defect and nuchal thickening. And a radiographer said, oh, you have to consider abortion. I said, my daughter is a descendant of Sarai 3,000 years ago, cried in the tent with Abraham for my daughter that you want to kill. She's a little Israelite. And if she survives birth, she's going to have her heart surgery, and we're going to pray for her. And she needs a second heart surgery in 2.5 years when I got my security clearance at CECOM to take care of the most classified projects on the planet. And let me tell you, because I was obedient, my little daughter lives and does 2 hours of treadmill a day. If I wasn't obedient, she would have died just after birth.
We know you've had dragons.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
If you're ready to declare a time, but I'm still offering you to do a show on my stream network, which will be coming. Of course, you'll still be doing your show with me, but I want you to have your own stream because you're one of the most wise people I know. And I want my wise people to actually get a back door to not just the American leaders like Donald Trump, but world leaders need to realize when people say, Dr. Deagle, I even get it from my own family, say, you, Bill, Dr. Bill, think you know everything. No, but I know a hell of a lot more than almost anybody I know out there, and at least if I don't know, I know how to ask questions and dissect the problem down through logic, inductive and deductive, to actually find where the next question is. Not the answer, the next best question, which will lead me to the answer. And the problem I see is our society is populated by people who both always through the public education system and university are taught not to think. In fact, I think some people, if they actually had an original thought, they'd die of spontaneous human combustion. It's that bad. I'm being sarcastic, but it's true.
Well, if people haven't thought through the question, then they never really will fully understand the answer.
Well, they always think they have the answer. whether it's a religious answer, a geopolitical or medical answer. And the fact is, people that are really bright like me, they try to recruit the deep state things like the Pindar, or the over and over again. I got a scholarship in 1969, to go to MIT to make plasma nuclear weapons. And believe me, with my intelligence and ability, and many of my members of my family have IQs well over 180. My niece developed, she finished her master's degree, that's my younger sister's daughter, finished her master's in plasma physics at Princeton at 13 and her PhD at 18. She developed the first system to store power in gigawatts in compressed air systems, and they're selling them all over the world. So, you know, you got to understand, smart people can be manipulated because we're not necessarily social. I mean, I was naive when I was younger. Thank God I had enough guts to realize by the time I went 1978 to the VA hospital, to the UCLA and the hospital there with Dr. Wallace Tortelot, that I didn't succumb and say, hey, yeah, I'll build your crap. No, I'm not going to build nuclear weapons in 69. I went into oceanography and finished a PhD in oceanography at 21 by sleeping on the lab floor. But I want people to know, if you ask me a question, you're going to get the damn answer whether you like it or not. It may make your stomach turn, but you're going to get the full answer. And if you don't have the full answer, I will research and come back to you and do a logical analysis instantly. And of course, God will give me the answers, because believe me, I'm inspired. God will give me an inspired answer to tell you today. And people, oh, there, someone like you can't exist. I do. Like my ancestor Moshe, I do exist. And that's why I bring on brilliant people like yourself, because when you have a dialogue, not a monologue, people need to realize you're not going to hear this on big other shows on this network or elsewhere. You're going to hear it with Deagle and his co-host, period. You're not going to hear the truth from other people. You're not. You're going to hear a version of it to try to control this, the patter of the story, so they can manipulate you like the many of the people embedded within the intel agencies and our alternative media, or the narcissistic wannabe class president idiots, or the other people who really just want to be a me too, who don't have anything to say but repeat what everybody else says, trying to be like lemmings jumping off the cliff. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
It is. Now, you did say you can't change your DNA necessarily, but you can in one sense. You can change yourself epigenetically.
No, that's not true.
Your DNA will function differently depending, for example, the chemical environment you're in.
So no, that's not true.
It's nutraceutical. That would help you protect your own DNA.
No, that's not exactly true. Let me explain.
Okay.
We have a thing, there's a portion like a programmer in our DNA that based on our life experience and our toxic and nutritional exposure will change not only the epigenetics, but also create new DNA code. Okay? And now I've actually broken the code of how DNA new code is written in the body, not just by viruses attaching and transferring chunks of DNA, but how epigenetic frequencies can actually code for new morphogenetic DNA and organ DNA to readily punctuate recreation of you. In other words, you're not a static being. Even during your life, your body is coding new DNA code, which you may pass on to your descendants or may just allow you to adapt to the environment you're in. It's not just epigenetic. You're actually creating new DNA in your organs while you live based on your epigenetic frequency exposure to radiation like smart meters and frequency associated with nutrients which are there deficient in your food or present, or epigenetic frequency. For example, if you take one animal and make them zinc dependent, deficient for one generation, this is published in 1993 at the U.S. Department of Agriculture, you can take one generation of animals and make them zinc, say selenium depleted. The Kmax for the zinc dependent enzymes or selenium dependent enzymes take five generations of oversupply to restore the enzyme to its Kmax. So it's not just epigenetic, we actually create new code during our life, believe it or not.
Oh, I believe it. There are some scientists who believe that your DNA literally transforms.
It's a book that is still being written.
What they measure is your DNA when you're 10 may not be your DNA in the same sense when you're 50.
You're creating new DNA code, which if it's adaptive DNA, and what I'm doing is breaking the code of actually how that code is written. I'm actually at the point of measuring quantum biocircuits, because the quantum biocircuits maintain every illness. For example, if you've got rheumatoid in your right knee, I can measure the quantum biocircuit frequencies and actually create a noise-canceling frequency to turn it off. I can do that today.
So you can literally transform your own DNA with the right wisdom and help.
Exactly. Now, what that is, if it's in the right hands, it can be used for great good and extend human lifespan and create, you can get rid of illness and actually transform and change people's DNA without doing, see, they want to do something we call very rough, which is, you know, CRISPR-Cas9, and pop in a piece of DNA like this idiot in China. He's going to make him resistant to AIDS and hepatitis. This moron thinks the DNA is something like you just move some chunk of DNA in there and it doesn't have epigenetic effects like switching on and off hundreds of other genes. Some of these gene switches, for example, it might be relatively short. The sequences of DNA might control hundreds of genes, not just one or two. Right?
Right, and some might even be IDs that were programmed into your DNA by an extraterrestrial long ago.
Well, the fact is the human race didn't originate on Earth, and I can get into another program, but the fact is epigenes and the sperm theory of goes back hundreds of years about the generation of life on Earth is actually probably true. In fact, when you see comets and asteroids coming in from Mars, you can see that there's actually material that includes genetic material from these foreign planets. It's a fact, okay? It's a very vast universe, okay? And people, they think they can circumscribe the nature of the universe like these knuckleheads that believe in a flat Earth and that there's no planets out there. They're kind of just seeing little trinkets hanging in space. Or there's no such thing as a Higgs boson or gravity. These people are dangerously stupid. They're not just stupid. They have a form of stupidity that's a minus IQ, like minus 3,000. They're like a brainiac in a negative IQ range.
And the good news is you can help transform yourself that way, too. By the way, this is why Craig Smith and I have written 7 books.
Right.
And with the holidays coming up, we would love to give every Dr. Bill listener out there, absolutely free and postpaid, won't cost you a penny, a copy of Money, Morality, and the Machine, the latest of our books. All they need to do is call a toll-free number, 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's 800-630-1492.
And by the way, I want to make an offer, too, to Craig Smith, who come on your show or on our network, because he's a billionaire, he's smart, but these people don't realize what money is. I mean, if you ask even smart or rich people what money is, they skirt around the issue just like when I ask people like doctors and scientists that are biologists, what's life? They have all kinds of, I call, 3-year-old answers to a very complex question. They don't want to tell you what they think it is. Do you think that Craig Smith, being a billionaire, can give you a straight answer of what money is or what wealth is?
That's part of what our 7 books have done.
Exactly. And when you start prescribing that, you realize why people are bankrupt. For example, we talk about this with Kelby Smith and his advocates.org. They've chattelized their birth certificates for $1.5 million per year against the national and international debt. And there's a parallel state and citizenship that's parallel to the corporation in the United States where the high-level Masonic organizations have chattelized our actual birth certificate with 32-note compound paper to actually be a property against the national debt of the United States. People don't understand this. They think this is, oh, you're making this up, Deagle. No, I'm not, damn it. These are luciferic ceremonies to control the human race because this is a scheme to hold back their very nature, which is created in the image of the Creator God. The human race's destiny is to become the bride, collectively, of the Creator of the universe. That's a big deal. We are collectively the Queen of Heaven, and Luciferic hold on Earth, its lease is up soon. So all these evil things like getting your DNA and messing with you and allowing illegals to come across with diseases and all the other stuff and get rid of borders, this is all plans by the dark side to destroy our destiny. Our destiny is to have extended lives like Methuselah, to live in a safe world without violence, without the need for all of the things like laws and accounting and IRS and military. All these things will be fade away as a morning mist in Scotland. They will not exist in a righteous world where God and truth exist. They will not exist.
Nutramedical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.